This episode of Where Did the Road Go is brought to you in part by our Patreons. In particular, this month is being sponsored by Lindsay Marie Tribette and Nick Martin. I thank you both so very much. And if you want to become a patron, you can do so at www.wheredidtheroadgo.com. And now our show.
Transmission start. Welcome to Where Did the Road Go? Join us as we wander off the path and explore lost history, consciousness, the paranormal, unexplained mysteries, alternative thought, and much more. We are present on the web at wheredidtheroadgo.com. Now here is your host, Soraya.
Welcome to this edition of Where Did the Road Go? This is kind of a short show because we had some stuff that's kind of interesting that we're going to talk about. And I'm joined by Ren.
Hey, everyone.
There he is. Cheryl.
Hi there.
And Gwen.
Hello.
So the last time, Ren, you and Cheryl were on with me. Cheryl, you were getting things in your headphones.
Yeah, voices.
And your headphones, they are plugged in. They're not like wireless or anything.
No. In fact, I got these specifically because it does plug in, because I don't like the wireless ones.
And you heard a bunch of different stuff, but you couldn't make out most of it, right?
Yeah, it was like listening to one of those old-fashioned party lines when you know, sometimes you get the lines crossed and you'd hear people talking way off in the distance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's, yeah, so I was just hearing these voices, and most of it I couldn't really understand. And then every so often there'd be like this little, you know, phrase that would really kind of pop through, like robot circles, which would be like a stupid phrase, you know?
And you also heard the name Randy, right?
Yeah.
There was just a quick comment on that. I got to find this real quick. Here it is. So we had a listener on YouTube, and he said, it's really trippy when you're half asleep projecting and hear yourself hear self-consciously your name Randy when you're half asleep, a.k.a. dreamscaping. So basically he was like half asleep, sort of in a trance, and you said the name Randy. So, that's funny. You know, maybe that was for him.
Perhaps.
So the
Yes. I was going to say, just add on that something really weird was going on that night, and I really need to sit down and look at the astrological chart for the evening and think about it, because, yeah, I mean, as you guys will see, what happened to Gwen ties into this too, and it's there was some brain melding going on that evening.
That there was.
Yeah.
So you got the Randy, you got the robot circles, and what we were hearing from our end was just like, it sounded like someone just playing with the microphone. We didn't hear any voices, but we were getting a lot of noise from your end.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounded sort of like if someone was bumping their mic, you know, like over and over again, that's kind of what we heard. Right. Like someone was moving the mic around. But Cheryl, you said that your mic is on board on your laptop, right? Like it's built into your computer.
Yeah.
So nothing was moving it.
So that was Friday night, and Saturday night I was talking to Gwen, and I was telling her about this, and when I said robot circles, she kind of got a little creeped out. And she's not there. There she is.
Yeah, I did.
Was that a dog?
I did, because, oh no, that's vehicles going by. Oh. So when you mentioned that, I remember that night, I guess the night you guys had heard it, I was laying in bed. It was probably about, I laid down at 1:45. And I don't remember what time I heard these voices start to come through, because I just know it was probably about 10 minutes after I laid down. So it was a little before 1, maybe a little after 1. I heard voices, vocalizations start to come through. And then I heard specifically, it was like a 4-word sentence. It said robot circles and then something, something. But I can't remember the other two. I just remember the robot circles part, and it woke me up. I was almost in a hypnagogic state. It woke me up and I said robot circles. And then the other two words faded off and I didn't quite catch those. but it sounded like it was a woman's voice.
Yeah, and didn't you say it sounded like your mother?
It did. It sounded like my mom's voice. It had that low, mellow tone to it. And I sat and I thought about it because it was just a weird phrase to hear. It was just so outrageous that it stuck with me.
And looking at when we recorded that show, I believe the Robot Circles line came in between the main show we did and the Patreon show we did, which would have put it around the same time you heard it while you were trying to sleep. There's no way to pinpoint it exactly because you don't know exactly. And I mean, I don't know exactly when Cheryl Lee heard it.
Right. Just the fact that it was so similar in time frame that.
And such a weird phrase.
It's really ironic. It is.
And then you and I have had weird mic stuff happening too.
Yeah, we were talking a few nights ago. And I heard this real loud female scream come over your headphones or over my headphones from your end. And it was so loud that it actually hurt my ears a little bit. And I asked you, I said, what was that? And you said that there was nothing on your end that could have sounded like that.
Yeah,
and
it was in a completely quiet room.
Yeah. And after that, I heard this low mumbling woman's voice that I couldn't quite understand, but it was just, you could hear syllables, but you couldn't understand what was being said.
And then I think the next night I heard the same thing from your end, except what I heard was what sounded like an old school arcade game. It sounded like that voice where you get up to like the big boss that you have to take care of. And it says something like prepare to die in that digitized, deep, evil sounding voice. And that was really loud from your end. And I'm like, what was that? And you're like, I have no idea. There's nothing here but crickets, literally.
Yeah.
You know, I think you're thinking specifically about the X-Men arcade game. And Magneto actually says, X-Men, welcome to die.
I couldn't make out what it said, but that was the type of tone it had to it. Like that big digitized, like it's trying to sound evil, but it's just a video game.
Yeah, yeah.
And again, there was no obvious source for it.
Yeah, it's just really strange how there seems to be a lot of audio stuff coming through.
Cheryl Lee, did anything else happen with you on your end?
Well, you know, I asked a group of friends just out of curiosity, like, does the phrase robot circles mean anything to you? And somebody actually said, yeah, just within the past day, that phrase came up in a really funny story. And she said that she had, you know, lunch with a friend who told her about what was kind of a scary experience, that she had been out of town. And when she got home, there were these strange circles in her carpeting. And there was no footprints or anything to suggest how the circles got there. And she said it reminded her of crop circles. And it really bothered her because she had no idea how they got there. And then a couple days later, she figured out what did it. She has a Roomba that's malfunctioning.
Oh.
And the little Roomba is going round and round and round and digging holes in her carpet.
So, robot circles.
So she called it robot circles. But, you know, it was just funny that my friend had heard this story from her friend within, you know, a day or two before.
Yeah, and Gwen, it reminded you of some weird dreams you had too, right?
Yeah, a while back I had some dreams that were really strange, and in these dreams I watched these robots that were coming out of the sky, and they were drilling circles into the ground, and they were putting eggs into the ground. Then they would go to another location, and they would drill circles into the ground and pull eggs out, and then they would take those eggs away. So when I heard that phrase as I was going to sleep, that's what it reminded me of, was that dream. And I laid there and I pondered on that dream. And I think that's why I remembered that phrase so well, was because I sat and thought about it for a good 10 minutes before I finally fell asleep.
So, Ren, want to take a crack at analyzing that dream? Ren? Uh-oh, did we lose Ren? There he is.
Oh, wait, I'm unmuted? Okay. Sorry, my mute button was acting weird. I really don't know. I mean, so the robots in your dream were digging holes in the ground, right? And they were putting eggs in, and they were
They were putting eggs into a hill that was just behind my house that really did exist. The hill there did exist. Mm-hmm. And they were putting eggs in. Then they would put the ground back on top of those eggs, go to another hill, and pull eggs out. And they were little, looked like maybe paper airplane, but they were metal and they were robots. But they had these long linear claws that would come out. And that's what would dig the holes into the ground.
It seems like it's just loaded with symbolism, but I don't know quite what to make of it.
Yeah, I feel like I'd have to know you better, Gwen, to say, because it's probably some sort of like personal thing. I mean, the hills, you said that the hill was a real place, right? Like it's near your home.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you have any special connection to that area other than just like living nearby? What would that hill mean to you?
That hill, always, the story was growing up, I grew up in that area, and the story was growing up that there was, it was like an Indian burial ground, because there was a row of four really sharp peaked hills that sat just behind my house. So we would go out there all the time and we would play around and we would do some rituals out there on those hills.
So you've summoned the robots, huh, is what you're saying.
were they burying the eggs in one place and then pulling them out in another?
Yeah, they had.
Okay.
It was like one hill was specifically for putting the eggs in, and then they would go two hills down and pull eggs out.
I mean, this is maybe a stretch, because like in terms of dream interpretation, I really think like only people can interpret their own dreams, because I'm just going to project my own thoughts onto this, but
sure.
Really, like when I think about it, it sort of reminds me, like it's the egg is sort of like either a metaphor for like a world or the soul. And it sort of reminds me of like a cycle, like seeing like the cycle of like death and rebirth happening, you know, like eggs getting buried and then, you know, sort of that representing death because they're being put into the ground, they're being buried, and then the eggs being taken back out of the ground, which is, reminds me of like a birth.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to say because I don't remember exactly what was going on at that point in my life, but I do remember the dream very vividly, so I can't really say what exactly the dream meant, but it stuck with me for a long time.
And Shirley, when we were doing this, you lost, what, your one light blew out and your computer went black on you?
Yeah, actually, all of the lights dimmed, and one light went completely out and stayed out until the next morning, and it came back on.
Really?
And I don't know how LED lights... I don't know, are they supposed to be able to recover?
No, but I had a Volkswagen that whenever my girlfriend at the time would get upset, it would kill the car. And there was nothing wrong with the car. Like the electronics would just quit. And like 2 days later, it would just be fine.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm like, sure. Watches, you know, watches will die on me and I'll just take it off and keep it away from me for a while and they'll come back to life after a while.
Huh.
Yeah.
These things with the electronics remind me, like, have you seen any psi experiments or have you been part of any psi experiments that have measured the ability of psychokinesis to affect voltage? Or maybe amperage?
No, nothing. Oh, actually, yeah, there was... Well, I did one at Laurentian where they measured electrical conductivity.
Mm-hmm.
And so they found that the hand that had the easier time, because I did some of them left-handed and right-handed trying to move it because I like to put my hand close to the thing or direct the PK with my hand. And the hand that works better for me is my left hand. And that side of my body seemed to be more conductive.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Are you right or left-handed?
Yeah. I write more with my right hand, but I can draw with either hand. I mean, I use both hands pretty interchangeably. It's just as a kid in school, they made me write with my right hand. So.
Sure.
This would be fairly simple to test. I mean, basically what you'd want to do is hook up a power supply, you know, like a variable power supply, the ones you can set the voltage and amperage and stuff on. And you would just like plug it into a circuit of some sort, like maybe a light bulb would work. And then you would basically just see if like you could affect the voltage, because you could see the readout of like, you know, how many watts and how many volts and stuff are on the power supply. Because I feel like somehow you're manipulating the voltage. That's
well,
just
it
like
kinda,
my gut feeling.
Yeah, well, it kind of reminds me when I used to do a lot of work in a laboratory that had, you know, the fluorescent bulbs, the really long ones. Mm-hmm. And there was one that was burnt out in the lab, and whenever I walked underneath it, it would light up.
Hmm.
And apparently there's something to that they could pick up like enough static, they'll light up.
That's interesting.
So do you think maybe you're emanating some sort of static electricity, like some sort of charge from your body?
It's possible.
I mean, some level of static electricity makes a lot of sense with this stuff. It's just a lot stronger than standard static electricity.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I could remember the book I read this in, but I remember seeing a story once about a person who was like so statically charged that their shoes like melted as they were like walking through their office. But I'd have to find the source for that.
Interesting. And you had did you also have some poltergeist stuff afterwards, Shirley?
There'd actually been poltergeist stuff before and afterwards. It's been it's been one of those weeks. Yeah, we had a book fly off the shelf and
wow.
Yeah.
You know, I can't quit thinking about this electricity thing, because like from the reading I've done, like in Psychic Discoveries Behind the Iron Curtain, in that book, like it's obvious that the Russians spent a lot of time trying to figure out if there was some sort of like radiation involved with Psy. You know, if it was electromagnetic in nature, and as far as I know, they were never able to find any evidence of any sort of particle or radiation or anything that would provide a physical basis for Psy. But it's obvious that it affects electromagnetism in some way.
Yeah. Yeah, there's definitely an electrical
component. That's really strange. Yeah, it's really strange.
I mean, Kundalini feels like electricity.
Yeah, yeah. And that when I have out-of-body experiences, I get that sort of feeling. I've described it like I'm holding like a badly grounded pipe or something. Hmm. You know, that's got current flowing through it. That sort of buzzing, it's like not painful, but it's sort of like numb buzzing feel throughout your entire body.
Yeah, I get that really bad up the top part of my spine a lot. It's been worse recently.
Mm.
It's calmed down over the past week and a half, but it was getting really bad there for a little bit. But yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. It almost feels like something crawling under your skin at some points.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's...
Go ahead, Shirley. Sorry.
I was going to say what's really funny with where this conversation was going is that there were numbers that I'd heard, and I looked them up, like the numbers 5332, and it's the parts number for an insulated conductor.
Oh, wow.
And what was really funny was when I was looking that up, you know, I listened to YouTube videos while I'm doing other stuff on the computer, and what came up to the top of my YouTube feed was this video entitled Quantum Effects of Crop Circles and UFO Metamaterials, where he kept talking about how the wheat acts like an insulated conductor.
Huh. So there you go, robot circles.
I just thought that was...
Well, this is total Eric Largo territory, but you know, what if what we're dealing with here is like literally a bootstrap paradox? Like, are you familiar with the bootstrap paradox, Soraya?
No, but I'm assuming it has something to do with something creating itself in the past.
Yeah, basically, it's like let's say you write a book, Soraya, and I travel, I take this book and I travel back into the past, and I give you that book and tell mm-hmm. you're gonna write this book. So what happens is that book no longer has an actual origin.
Right.
You know, it exists within sort of a loop, like a self-sustaining thing. It has no beginning or end anymore. And if Cheryl Lee heard those numbers in her headphones and then went and looked up those numbers and then sent that information back to herself in the past, that, like, there's no origin for that information at all. Because the only reason she looked it up was because she heard it. And the only reason she heard it was because it went back and, you know, there's like a time loop set up.
Hmm. Interesting.
Wow. Now I'm going to have to read the book that flew off the shelf because it's one I haven't read.
Ah, what was
and
it?
You know, it's called Your Nostradamus Factor by Ingo Swann.
Oh.
It's when I got at a used bookstore. It actually fell on my head at the used bookstore, too. Like, it was way up on a shelf, and it just dropped on my head. And I thought, oh, this looks interesting, and I bought it, but I never read it. And it just came off the bookshelf this past week.
Yeah, it sounds like Ingo really wants you to read that book.
Yeah, no kidding. And if he starts talking about robot circles, let us know.
Yeah, I'm going to have to check and see.
And if anyone out there, if that phrase means anything to anyone out there, let us know. You know, leave us a comment, drop us an email. If any of this stuff kind of like triggers anything in anyone listening to this show, that's kind of why I wanted to do this. I wanted to see if there's anyone out there who's going to be like, robot circles, you know?
Hmm.
And maybe have some kind of insight that we wouldn't otherwise have.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's funny, too, because I've never met Cheryl Lee or talked to her. So it seems like you, Soraya, are the connecting factor there.
Yeah, probably. The robots are coming after me.
Gwen, have you ever had the experience of having, like, of telepathy before? Of, like, experiencing something and then learning later that someone else had said it? Or thought it or something?
No, not really. I tend to get a lot of those auditory sounds as I'm falling asleep at night. And a lot of it is just, it sounds like broken conversation. It's just a bit of a sentence here and a little bit of a sentence there. Mm-hmm. And none of it ever really fits together or makes sense. So when I heard Cheryl Lee talking about it on the episode after Soraya and I had already talked about what she had heard. Mm-hmm. I just thought it was so weird how it almost sounded like she was hearing something similar to what I hear almost every night if I go to sleep in a quiet environment.
Do you experience sleep paralysis while you're hearing those voices?
No. Okay. I've never experienced sleep paralysis.
Interesting. Because like I know what you're talking about, those voices, but I hear them when I have sleep paralysis or like as a precursor to an out-of-body experience because like to me, it always sounds like there's a party going on in my house.
Yeah, like, I've had that.
You know, like there's, yeah, like there's people in the living room like talking, and I can barely make out their conversation, and like you know, I hear like glasses clinking, and
I hear music cabinets a lot. Opening and closing.
Yeah, I hear music a lot, and that was actually towards the end. There was music that I was hearing
In the headphones. You were hearing Michael Jackson, weren't you?
Yeah, is Michael Jackson playing bad? I don't know. Did he do the robot when he danced? I don't know.
Huh.
That would be interesting.
He turns into a robot in the movie. What is that movie? Moonwalker, I think. It's the really long music video. It's the one that Smooth Criminal is in that movie. But yeah, he turns into a robot at the end of it and like blows up a bunch of people.
Huh.
And he was going to build a giant robot in the Las Vegas desert before he died.
Really? That doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, he had plans to build like a huge like bipedal, just Michael Jackson robot to wander around in the Las Vegas desert.
Wow. I didn't know. I'm not like, I don't listen to his music, so I didn't know.
Yeah, it's a real shame it didn't happen because that would be incredible, actually.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the Michael
Jackson is an alien.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure the Michael Jackson music did not come from me. I think that's a pretty safe bet.
I'd say you're probably right.
But yeah, the atmospheric type of stuff, when you hear voices or music, it's very strange because it's very distinct sometimes. Like, even if you can't quite make it out, you know you're hearing it. Mm-hmm. It's not like, am I hearing something? You're like, oh no, I can identify what I'm hearing.
Is it ever music that you're familiar with? Or is it stuff that, like, you've never heard before?
It's hard to make out. I know I'm hearing music, but I can't tell what it is. Actually, the other day I woke up and I heard a male voice say, "Let's stay." And I went, okay, that was probably in my head, but I'm going to check the house.
Someone's taking up residence.
Because it was loud. It was just like, "Let's stay." And I'm like, huh? Okay. All right, I'll check.
Wow.
I mean, maybe I've just been listening to a lot of Archive 81, but the music thing just reminds me of that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. God, that's such a good podcast.
Yeah, like hearing weird music.
How far are you, Ren?
I am pretty deep into season 3 at this point.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's really good. Season 3 is really different, but I'm enjoying it so far.
Yeah, well, every season's different, but yeah, all of them have been great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a really good show.
Gwen, you basically binged season 1, didn't you?
I did. I also binged season 2. I just finished it today.
I listened to, I think, season 2 and season 3 in a row when I went down to see Tim Renner. And I'm like, when I got done with all the episodes, I went, I can't listen to anything else now. I think my brain's broken. all right. Well, I guess that's a good place to end, unless anyone else has anything else they want to throw into this. I think that is a no.
No.
All right. So again, if any of this rings a bell with anyone out there, you know, let us know. Maybe there's more connections that we just need to spread around and create the robot circle apocalypse.
Creator and Topa of robot circles.
There we go. All right. Thank you all.
Thanks, everyone.
Good night.
Thanks.
And I'd like to thank my patrons, because without them, this show may not be possible. And I particularly want to give a shout out to those patrons pledging $10 or more: Allison Cook, Lindsay Marie Trebet, Nick Martin, Super Inframan, UFO Weekly News, Tim, Edu Camahort, 36 Dingo, Craig Cisneros, Maria, Nate Syria, Jennifer Campbell, Mike McGuire, Paul Buscini, Kevin, John Rutledge Foster, Eric Citron, Janet Runyon, Andy McNamara, Sasha Lorg, Matthias Sundby, Christopher Vaughn, Riker and Stark, Sean Cosgrove, Jose A., Roger Gonzalez, Lindsay Jackson K., Alfred Tuttle, Kevin Schreck, Patricia Gaiaquinta, William Lovelace, Mark Brady, Chris Isa Hot Dog and Sandwich, yeah, John Eddy, and Carla Mahoney. Thank you all so very much. You have been listening to Where Did the Road Go? This show is made possible in part from our Patreons, and we thank you and everyone listening for helping us continue this exploration of the strange. You can always find everything Where Did the Road Go related at www.wheredidtheroadgo.com. And thank you so much for your support.